18 months after causing the worst oil spill in U.S. history, BP is doing okay.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. $4.9 billion. That's what British oil giant BP made in profit last quarter, more than double what it made in the same quarter last year. The company, which shares blame for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, says it has reached a turning point, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
BP's third quarter profits have improved for two main reasons. Last year, in the same period, the company was writing off huge sums of money to pay for the Gulf of Mexico spill. So this year, its figures look much better in comparison. And then there's the price of oil. It's gone up almost 50% over the past 12 months, giving BP a major boost. Nick McGregor is an oil analyst with stockbrokers Redmayne Bentley.
The sheer cash generation capability of the oil majors when oil prices are high is phenomenal and easily enough to cover incidents such as those that BP have faced.
The company has written off $41 billion to pay for the disaster, and that includes an extra $600 million in legal fees. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, from a company that is doing better to one that is doing worse, Netflix shares are down 37% in pre-market trading this morning after a disappointing earnings report released after stock markets closed yesterday. The company said it lost 800,000 customers in the last 3 months as it tried and failed to spin off its DVD-by-mail business and force customers to stream video online. For more, let's bring in Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. He's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, John, the problems with Netflix we've talked about, they've been widely known. Why this sudden drop in confidence overnight?
Well, I mean, Netflix actually had a nice increase in revenue in these results, but it's that drop in subscription that freaked out investors. And when you're freaked out or upset, Netflix is an easy service to cancel. I mean, if you're mad at Bank of America, leaving takes a long time and a lot of hassle. So as people got mad about the pricing changes and the split and the whole Quickster debacle, they could just ditch. And, you know, that means also, of course, that people could later come back just as easily.
Well, who benefits from a weaker Netflix? Are people going back to cable? Are they going to Hulu Plus and places like that?
Well, the stock's weak, but the company still has almost 24 million subscribers, and it just expanded to England. Hulu Plus hit 1 million subscribers recently, earlier than expected. But Hulu Plus and Netflix aren't really an either-or proposition. One has more recent shows. One has a bigger catalog. They're only $8 a month each. And I think most people kept cable even with Netflix, so they probably never left. And as for all the other competitors, this shows it's still an open market. If you can bring the best selection and low prices and make it easy and not give people migraines, you'll get customers.
John Moe, host of the Marketplace Tech Report, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 1% in Hong Kong, down 0.5% in Paris. And listen to these numbers. $35,800, that was the cost of admission at President Obama's fundraiser here in Los Angeles last night. And $8.90, that's the cost of the meal that the president ordered on his way to the fundraiser at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added another 104 points to close at 11,913.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
The grand plan to fix the European debt crisis is supposed to be unveiled tomorrow, and reports say the deal will force the holders of Greek debt to take bigger losses. Here at Marketplace this week, we are putting a special focus on the threat Greece poses to the global economy. Here's Marketplace's Eve Troh with the story of one California company that has a clear connection to Greece.
When you see Athens police holding back rioting Greeks, they carry thick, clear pieces of plastic. Riot control body shields.
They're held up in front of you like this.
That's Roy Paulson. He knows how to hold one because his company makes them.
And of course, we make the handles, or straps, and all of the parts. We like to make everything ourselves.
Paulson Manufacturing makes and ships safety gear around the world from its California headquarters. The company started in the 1940s with a toy.
And it was called the Tom Corbett Space Cadet Goggle. It was sold on a Kellogg's Corn Flakes box for 35 cents.
Now it's known for top-quality eye and face protection, used by the U.S. and international military and police. Paulson has sold to Greece for years.
We were able to see very early that they were going to have problems, long before it was in the news, because the government was already in anticipation and planning to place large orders for equipment.
Large orders worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But in the export business, you don't ship until you know you'll get paid. Last year, Paulson's Greek private distributor didn't know if he'd get paid by the Greek government. So the riot gear sat in the California warehouse, and Paulson watched the headlines.
We heard that the EU was going to support Greece, and even before we received the money, we went ahead and made the ocean shipments because we knew that the money would then be transferred.
It was the next day. I asked Paulson if he's skittish about selling to Greece now. He says no. Even if the government is in trouble, the banks seem to be okay.
I'm shipping containers of product to my warehouse in Germany in advance of even receiving orders because I'm so confident of the sales of my products into the European marketplace.
He's confident not only of the demand for more police and riot gear across Europe, but of his trading partners' ability to pay for it. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally to South Florida, where a thief used a woman's credit card to charge up more than $700 at a Burger King. But here's the weird part. The thief didn't do it all at once. According to the South Florida Sun-Sentinel, he or she went back to the same Burger King day after day for 2 months, on one day using the credit card five different times. I hope one of those was a salad. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
At the world's biggest tech company, there used to be a sure way to get ahead.
In the old days, they used to give out an award to the person each year who stood up to Steve Jobs best. And those were the people who tended to get promoted as well.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, the world's most famous CEO, according to his biographer. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.